Okay, we're up to the Gemara on the bottom line of Beis Amud Aleph. So, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, over where, in the first Mishnah of Maseches Shavuos, right? Which is not about Shavuos, it's about swearing, the oath. The first Mishnah of Maseches Tanan Seder Moed. Tanan Hasam, it's also plural. Tanan Hasam, Shavuos, swearings are Shtayim Shehein Arba, two that are four. What does that mean, swearings of two that are four? So it says Rashi, Shtayim Haim, it's the Rashi of Shavuos Shtayim. Shavuos shall bitui, swearings of bitui, of utterances, are Lahara Ulehete, bad or good. Shtayim Haim lechayev alehem karbon olaviyoreit, ha'omer bet parsha. There are two oaths that if you utter them and you don't fulfill them, you have to bring a karbon. Olaviyoreit. The nafki, we learn out, milahora olahetev, which means bad or good, which is mashma lahaba. Ochel v'lo ochel. So if someone swears, I will eat, and he violates it, or if someone swears, I will not eat, and he violates it, those are the only times you have to bring a carbon. What if you swore, I ate, and you didn't eat? Or you swore, I didn't eat, and you did eat? The past, so that's only the Rabbanah. Right? So it's not Shavuos, when it comes to oaths, Shtayim, there are two that you chayev on, Shein Arba, which are really four. The next Rashi says, Yesh l'chol l'rabos od shnai Shtayim, mi ribuy ha-kasuv, l'chol ha-she yivati adam l'rabos l'sha'avar, ochalti v'lo ochel, or lo ochalti v'ochel. Those in the past are additions. Next, Yedius HaTuma, Tuma issues are Shtayim Shehein Arba, two, which are four. What are the two? The only two that you're over on, again, we're just talking about you forgot that you're Tame, you knew you're Tame, and you forgot. And either you went to the Beit HaMikdash, forgetting your Tame, or you ate Kachim forgetting your Tame. Those are two times, again, that you have to bring a Karban. What are the other two? The other two are, I know that I'm Tame. I didn't forget that. I didn't know that piece of meat was Kachim. Right? I didn't know I was in the base. I thought I was in the Belz Shul. I didn't know I'm in the base on Mikdash. I didn't know. I didn't realize. Those two are it's a problem, but you don't have to bring a carbon for that. It's two that are four. The two are on the Cheftza. I didn't know, I knew I'm Tameh. I forgot I'm Tameh. Either I went to the Beis HaMikdash or I ate Kachim. Or the other cases, I knew that I'm Tameh. But I didn't know I was in the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't know that was Kachim. I had no clue. Those are the other two. Maris Negoyim, when it comes to Tzaraas. Shnayim, there are two. Shehein Dalet, which are really four. The Rashi says there are two in the Torah. The two in the Torah are... Se'ez and Baheres, and we also add on a Sapachas, and what's the other one? Se'ez and Baheres are the two, and Se'ez and Baheres, and Sapachas, what's the other one? A different thing. A different, two other types of lighter kinds of white. Okay, again, the whole pattern there, that first Mishnah in Shavuos, is two that are four. So far we started off with two that are four Shavuos, two that are four Tumas, two that are four Tzaraas, and Yitzias Shtabis, Shtayim Shein Arba. And Shabbos carrying is two that are four. Two that are four. Now, the Gemara asks, how come, Maishnah Hacha, how come over here, the Tani, Beis Shein Dal Bifnim, U Beis Shein Dal Bachutz? How come over here, the Mishnah, two that are four for the inside, two that are four for the outside? Umayishna Hasam, and I come over there in Shavuos, the Tani, it said very briefly, Shtayim Shehem Arba, Vesulo, two that are four, nothing more to say. How come over here there's such a long Megillah, and over there in Shavuos it's so brief? So the Gemara says, it's very simple. Hacha, over here, in the Iker Shabbos, who? Well, this is called Masechta Shabbos. This is Masechta Shabbos. Therefore, Tani Avos, Vitani Toldos. We mentioned the Avos, and we also mentioned the Toldos. What are the toldos? So I alluded to this earlier. Look at Rashi. It's the last, second to last Rashi before the lines get wider. Tani Ovos Vitoldos, you see it? Yitzios, the going out. Vahachnasos, and the going in. Shahayitzios, carrying something out into the public domain from my private house. Avos Hain. That's an av. Dimeyavaviru kol b'machne. Right? They made a proclamation in the machne. Don't carry on Shabbos from your house over here into the street. Lo mashma ela hatzos. It's only mashma going out. Ela misvara amrinon. But misvara we say, michti. Rishus mirishus kapid kra. The Torah doesn't want you going from here to there with carrying something. Mali afuke, mali ayule. What's the difference if you're going out? What's the difference if you're going in? What's the difference? Now, the difference is very critical. The difference is it's a toldo. Aser, 100%. Midaraisa, 100%. But it's a toldo. So that makes perfect sense. The Rimas after Shabbos, when we're talking about Hotza, and we said so many reasons why we started off talking about this topic specifically, right? So it makes a lot of sense to go into a little detail. There's avos, there's toldos. In Masechus Shavuos, that's not what the Masechus is about. Yeah, you're making a comparison. There are many things that are two that are four. So we say quickly, two that are four Shabbos. Hasam, the lav ikar Shabbos, who? There, back in the Gemara. There in Shavuos. It's not the ikar of Shabbos. Avos, Tani, Toldos, Lo, Tani. We mentioned the Avos, we don't mention the Toldos. Avos, my... What are the Avos? The Avos are Yitzios. The Avos are Yitzios. Right? What are the Avos in over there? What are the Avos? The Avos are only going from your house into the street. So, Yitzios, train haven. There are only two of them. There were only two of them, right? What does it mean, Shehein Arba? What does the Mishnah mean when it says Shehein Arba? Okay? You hear that question?
No, we addressed that already.
No. The Gemara asked, how come over there in Shavuos we just mentioned two that are four, and over here we have two that are four inside, two that are four outside? The answer is because over here we're mentioning the Toldos as well.
Right?
Right?
Right.
So what are the Avos? What are the Avos? The Avos are only going out. Only going from the private property out into the street. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shehein Arba? What does it mean, Yitzios HaShabbos? That's the problem. It's not Shtayim Shehein Arba, it's only Shtayim. Only two of them. One for the Baal HaBayis and one for the Ani. What do you mean there are four? It should say, in and out are two that are four. So the Gemara is an answer to that. Right? V'chi tema, and if you want to tell me, mehen l'chayev u'mehen l'pator. No, because some of the Yitzios are pater. Look at Rashi, the first wide line. Mehen l'chayev u'mehen l'pator. Yitzios the oni u'debalabayis l'chayev. If the oni does everything, he's chayev, going out. If the balabayis does everything, he's chayev, going out. The Yitzios, Shtayim shall potter. And what about two Yitzios that are potter? Is Shteakiros shall hata. It's the two picking up. Kigon, for example. Pashat Balabayis Yado Malaya Lachutz. The owner puts his hand full of stuff outside. Vinotal Oni Mitocha. And the Oni takes it from him. Hare potter shall Balabayis. The Balabayis is potter for that. Why is he potter for that? Because he only did half a story. That's what the Tana of Mishnah means to say? There are two that are four Yitzios. By the way, two of them are not chayav for. Is that what it means? Ukigo, now the Rashi says the other half. Parshat Oni Yador Bekanis Lefnim. The Oni sticks his hand empty inside. Benatzim Balabayis Atocha. And the Balabayis gives him a whole basket full of food. Hare Potter Sheini Shalotza. That's Potter. Now Rashi just throws in. Shehu Asa Lechachil. You're not allowed to do that though, because Gazrinan Shem Yasa Anacha Lekirasa Dehainer Shein Dal Ketan Hasam. It's still not allowed to do that because it's still Gzeira. But is that what you want to tell me? That two that are four, but two of them are not Chayav on? That can't be right. You know why that can't be right? Because in the Mishnah in Shavuot, all cases the Mishnah mentions, Tumah, Negayim, they're all four of them. V'adumi demaris Negayim Ketani. But it says Maris Negayim there. Ma Hasam Kulul Chayuva. All four tzaraas are usher. What's usher? If you're telling me, now they go to the Beit HaMikdash. Af hachanami kul lechiyuva. So too, all four of these yitzios must be usher. Rashi points out, why did we mention Maris Nagoyim? What about Tuma or the Shavuot? So Rashi, because it is the machlokas over there in Shavuot, if you hide for the other ones. So it's a machlokas, but when it comes to Tzaraas, nobody argues on that one. So therefore, El Amar of Papa, so that can't be the right answer. That can't be the right answer, because over here we want to mention Ovos and Toldos. That can't be right. Why can't that be right? Because then the word Yitzios is wrong. Ela Amar of Papa, Hacha over here, Dikr Shabbos Hu, since Masechta Shabbos is where we should be talking about Shabbos, Tani Chiyuv Upaturi. You're right. We mentioned Chiyuv and Potter. It's all nice. Hasam over there in Shavuot, Delav Ikr Shabbos Hu. That's not the Ikr of Shabbos. Therefore, Tani Chiyuve Tani Upaturi Lo Tani. The Paturi, we don't have to mention that. It's brief. Two that are four. Right? Right, right.
So it
has to be more broad, right, exactly. Correct.
And then it goes to all details.
Correct. In the
is
exactly, they're just mentioning it in passing.
But this is the exception.
Right. So they're going to say, wait a minute, what do you mean two out of four? How many chiyuvim are there? There's only two. So chiyuvim I knew, yitzios. Yitzios tartan haven, there are only two. Right? So the Gemara answers, Shtayim de Hotzah, two of the Hotzah, Ushtayim de Hachnasa. Okay? Two of the Hotzah and two of the Hachnasa. What does that mean? There are two ways, right? There are two ways that you can be Chayev Hotzah. From Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, one the Oni, one the Balabayas. And another two ways of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So asks the Ran. That answer makes no sense. Because the answer makes no sense. Why? Why does the answer make no sense? Because the Gemara just asked, Yitzios are two. Only two. The answer is, now we're talking about also going into the private property. That's not called the Yitzio. It's called the Hachnasa. That answer makes no sense. So the Ran answers that the Gemara is going to say in a minute, right, exactly. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. But Yitzios Katani, but it says Yitzios. The Gemara asked that question. Amar Ravashi, Tani Hachnasa, Nami Hotza, Karile. Because Hachnasa, which means going from the public street into the private domain, is also called Hotza. It's also called Hotza. Is it technically Hotza? No, it's not technically Hotza, but that's how we call it. So it's okay. It's okay. Umimai, how do you know that? Say, hey, the first Mishnah. I just Mishnah, Mididnan. Hamotzi Merishus L'Rashus Chayiv. Not, I'm sorry, this is not our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah later. This is a Mishnah in Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah talks about the 39 Malachos. It says, Hamotzi mirishus l'rashus chayiv. Milo askin to come aisle mirishus rabim l'rashus hayachid. Are we going from the public street into the private house? It's still called Hotza. Hi, Mamai. Why is it called Hotza? Because kolak kiros chayfetz bimkomo tani Hotza karile. Anytime you move an object from here to there, doesn't matter from here to there, from there to here, in public, private, doesn't matter. Right? Amar Ravina. Masnisa Nami Dik, our Mishnah also says it. Diktani, Yitzios, it says Yitzios. For Kama Farish, we're going to explain. Hachnasa la'altar. Right away, it's Hachnasa. Shnamina, you're right. It's all the same thing. So again, why did our Mishnah mention, why is our Mishnah more broad and talks about more cases? Because our Mishnah is Mitzvah Shabbos. What about in Shavuot? Over there, it's just in passing. So therefore, it's much more brief. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer. Rava just says that Yitzios, Rishuyos Katani. It means Rishuyos. Rishuyos to Shtabiz Shtayim. How many Rishuyos are there on Shabbos? How many different domains? There are two. And then you get all the details. Okay? Just one more minute. We just have to discuss one thing. The Rishonim already asked the following question. We know there's such a thing in the Torah. Such a thing in the Torah called a Chatzi Shir. You're not allowed to do a Chatzi Shir. So, for example, the Shir for writing is two letters. What if you write one letter? Can you write one letter on Shabbos? So you can't. Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. It's Aser Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir. So what do you mean over here, if someone does the Akira, and someone else does the Hanacha, why are you Pater? Isn't that Chatzi Shir? Chatzi Shir. You did half the Malacha. So shouldn't you be Chayav and Chatzi Shir? So there are, yeah, what's the difference?
On Chatzishir, you started it. You just didn't get as far as you needed to go. Here's half.
Oh, excellent, excellent. That's the answer. There are three answers really. That's the main answer. One answer is it's a whole discussion. Why is Chatzishir Aser? Some say Chatzishir is Aser because you could do the whole malacha. You could do, for example, the eating treif. So you're not allowed to eat a kezayis. What if you eat half a kezayis? What? A minute later, you eat the other half. So it's a bit, it's called chazilit sarufa. It's able to combine. Here, it's not able to combine. Because if I'm only doing the second half, how can I combine? He did the first half. I can't do the second. It can't even combine. It can never combine. That's one answer. It only answers half of them. It only answers the other half, the second half. What about the first half? Others say, the whole discussion, is there chatzi shir by non-eating? Can there be such a thing as chatzi shir by non-eating? That's a whole machloka. As Rashi seems to say, yes. There's a Rashi later about Shabbos that you could such a half a malacha, such a thing for Shabbos. The standard answer, what Mati alluded to earlier, is that it's not a chatzi shir. It's called a chatzi malacha. The malacha is comprised of two stages, two unrelated things. There's an akira and a hanacha. If you only do one, that's not like writing one letter. That's not like writing one letter. He gives a great example here. Isha Yisrael, one of the Achorim, said that there's an Isra in the Torah called Osov Yes Beno. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the baby the same day. So what if I shech the mother? Did I do a half an Isra now? Of course not. Of course not. I didn't do half an Isra. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? It's a great muscle. So I didn't do half an Isra. There's nothing wrong with that. If I go ahead and shech the baby, now you run into problems. But otherwise, I didn't do anything wrong. So what do? I do an akira? But it's in a vacuum. It's nothing. It's not a half. It's nothing. It's mamish nothing. Therefore, the mission said it's mutter. Right? So that's why it might not be mutter. It's not a malacha. The rabbanon, all story with the rabbanon, right? With Xavier. But is it a half a shear? It's not a half a shear. It's not a half anything. It's called a half a malacha. The half a malacha is nothing. All right. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by the two dots. Everybody have a good day, a good Shabbos, a good Moed.